Please join me in the responsive call to worship. When we long for the special effects and glory we think life should offer,
it is enough for God that God comes in a soft summer shower.
When our hearts are cracked by the drought of doubt that our daily lives bring,
it is enough for God that God is with us at all times to save our souls.
When our senses are deadened by the sails of pitches of our cultures that declare that there are eternal happiness in material possessions,
it is enough for us that God wraps in the silence of his grace.
Please stand and join us in singing You Are Holy, hymn number 596.
Please be seated. Friends, we have all fallen short of the glory of God. The good news is that with God, grace abounds and forgiveness is real to all who confess. Now let us confess our sins collectively and then personally. Please. Lord, I have too much to consume, too much, expect too much, and do too much without thinking about how it affects our relationship with you. Grant us perspective to recognize what is important and help us follow the path that leads to you. Grant us with gratitude what you have provided, and let us share it with those around us. Unclutter our lives, Lord. Grant us clarity so that we can always put you first with thankful hearts. Amen. Mistakes are always forgivable if one has the courage to admit them If we confess our sins to God, He is faithful to forgive us. His mercies are new every morning. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Thanks be to God.
Let us say together what we believe. I believe in truth as a living reality, not captured in fame or possessions, but revealed to those who love the truth of Jesus, the Spirit of truth, the truth of God, because I believe, I trust, not blindly, but open-eyed, bold. As a child climbing into a mother's lap, I trust the truth of Jesus, the Spirit of truth, the truth of God, because I believe I serve Him daily, not as a slave that serves a tyrant, but like farmers reaping a harvest. I serve the truth of Jesus, the Spirit of truth, and the truth of God. Amen.
This jar represents our day, and we have many things to fit into that day. Can you name some activities you do each day? Okay, some things we do each day is we brush our teeth, we go to school, we watch TV.
Now that we have all that in our day, let's see if we can fit the important things in our day. What are the important things that you do to ensure your relationship with Jesus is strong?
This looks a lot like our lives.
Wow, look how everything fits when we put God first.
There we go.
Indeed, yes. Look how everything fits. It's all great. Everyone's happy. This is what it says in the Bible, by the way. In Luke 6:12, actually, we see something very important. It says, one day Jesus went up on the mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night. Jesus spent time with God because he knew how important it was to talk with God. We need to spend time with God too, you know. We should. And to do things that will grow our relationship with God. If we don't make room for God first, these important things will get squeezed right out of our lives. We can follow Jesus' example and make God the most important thing.
Let us pray together. Dear God, help us to always put God first. We know our lives are better when we have you in the front. Amen.
If you could please pass your prayer cards towards the center aisles, and an usher will be around to collect them. This is from Cecilia. She said, Mama moved to skilled nursing this week, regaining strength, prayers for continuing to gain strength, and stay pain-free. This is from Kathy Halloran. Marjorie Janes wishes to praise God and thank everyone for their prayers. Her recent eye surgery was a success. This is from Carol. My neighbor's son has a growth growing around his carotid artery. His name's John. My next door neighbor's cancer is growing, and they are seeking additional medical advice. Thank you. Happy birthday to Pat Himes today. This is from Bernadine. Prayers for Beth as she goes for a second surgery on her foot on Wednesday. Joy seeing youth lead us in worship today. This is from Judy Leonard. Praise God, my test went well at MUSC. And from Carol Butler. Trudy Miller's nephew lost his long battle with cancer. Richard passed away Thursday night. Judy's sister is also battling cancer and is down to 95 pounds. Please pray for Trudy and her family for comfort and strength. And then prayers needed for Stephanie Simmons, Dom and Nancy's daughter. She saw jaw surgeons on August 22nd. Surgery requires in hospital for 10 to 14 days. They will take opposite sides of femur bone to make a new one, to make a new jaw. She goes back to the doctor and his team will discuss the surgery for then, 10-day. Please pray for Stephanie and Greg. God bless. Let us pray. Lord, your word speaks promises of healing and restoration. We thank you for the miracles that you still perform today. We believe in healing power of faith and prayer, and we seek that you surround each person lifted up in prayer today. Surround them with peace and give them faith to believe that all things are possible through you. Now join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now let us give our lives, our love, and our gifts to God.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us all to your house safely today, and we are so blessed by your presence here. Thank you for all mercy. We pray that each one here today will look into their hearts and remember what it feels like to put you first. May we give ourselves and our possessions freely, simply because we love you. Accept these gifts and offerings, dear Lord. We love you. Amen.
Join me in the unison prayer of illumination. God of courage, be in our speaking. Be also in our listening, and speak to our soul's deep understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let us hear and receive the word of the Lord so that we can learn how to put God first in our daily lives. Matthew 32-32. For after all these things and Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day its own trouble. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
People often say that time is a precious resource. We only have so many hours in a day, and often we do not finish all that needs to be done. I see this differently. As a student, I have lots of activities and school-related tasks I must complete. However, the issue I have is not lack of time, it is what I choose to do with my time. And honestly, most days I don't arrange enough time in the day for God. I know most kids my age would rather be watching TV or checking social media accounts instead of praying or reading the Bible. But what if everyone in my generation prayed every time they checked their social media accounts? How many times would we be praying? How many times would you be praying a day if you followed that rule? Personally, I would be praying until my laptop shut down. A couple of things I want to focus on in my daily walk with Jesus are praying more and reading my Bible. My sisters are math geeks, and they have assured me that numbers never lie. So, if I take just 3 hours out of my week to focus on these two things, I will be using less than 25 minutes a day. A week has 10,080 minutes, so these 180 minutes will only make up 1.8% of my week. If you break down how little time we dedicate to God, mathematically, it is eye-opening. I can surely dedicate 1.8% of my week to my relationship with God. After looking at that percentage, I actually hope to increase that number. We all make time for what is important, and this year I plan on spending more time with my Heavenly Father. I also want to start writing about what happened
We may think that just going to church every Sunday is making room for God, but what about during the week? What about when you're sitting down watching TV or out shopping? What about when you sit down to enjoy a meal? Do you really say grace, or do you just rush through a quick prayer? I will be honest. I don't always say grace, and I am working on it. I'm only human. I forget to make time for what is really important. It is easy to get caught up in a moment, trying to hurry and finish my to-do list. However, I know that doing even the little things like volunteering or giving a homeless person a water is making a little bit more room for God. This year, I'm going to make more room for God. I am going to be nicer to those around me, even when I'm really annoyed by them. And I'm going to do my best to help others, even when I am super busy. I also want to start writing about what happened during my day as if I was writing to God. We can all start small to let God in more. If each and every one of us does something to make more room for God, I bet the world would be a much happier place for all of God's children.
There is a major issue in our society today. It causes parents to seek out bulletproof backpacks. It causes normal, everyday people to seek out addictive substances. It leads to broken families and shattered lives. We have lost sight of what truly matters, God. In a time when we have so much, many people feel alone and empty. But why? Is it because we have not made room in our busy schedule for God? If we stop and think about how little we focus on God and His plan for our lives, we can see how our society has become so chaotic. Even Christians have fallen into the trap. We tweet, reply, and chat with eagerness. However, when it comes to giving time to God and focusing on His plan, we fall way short. And how are we going to set the example for others who are lost? If we ourselves can't make room for God and His plans, this year I have pledged to make more room for God and His plan for me. But the bigger question is, what if we all did that? What if we all started today making small changes? Like volunteering at the food pantry, that is in jeopardy of closing due to lack of volunteers. Many times we think that what we do does not make a difference. We are just one person. However, if that one small change brings one person closer to God, then it was well worth the effort. So today, I challenge each of you to think about one small change you can make, and let the change begin with us. Please stand for the closing hymn, 539, We Will Go Out With Joy.